Most of us feel that the clutter around us contributes in some way to clutter within, but few of us take that notion any further. Author Clear Engelbert has, though. He's the author of Feng Shui for Love or Money. He's about to embark on an Oahu library tour. He's on the line with us from Hawaii Island.
Thank you.
People think of Feng Shui in superficial terms as just sort of eliminating clutter, but there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there?
Yes. Feng Shui, most basically, you can think of as a way of reading the symbols in your home and understanding the message that they're sending out.
So if I have pictures of individuals, you know, past presidents throughout my room, what does that say?
If they are past presidents and they're alone, they're not with other people, then that doesn't bring in good relationship energy into that room or home. If they are pictures of past presidents, I think there's a famous one where about five of the past presidents are together. That has really good relationship energy because that says we are together, we are doing something together, I'm not just alone.
Suppose I want to attract money to my life.
Well, the first thing for attracting money would be to make sure you don't have clutter, because the message of clutter is, I've got more bounty than I can handle. Don't bring any more on. I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Okay, so having eliminated the clutter and still being broke, what then do I do?
Close the toilet lid when you're not using it. The symbol for money, both in feng shui, Chinese culture, and Hawaiian culture, is that water equals money. The Hawaiian word for wealth is vaivai, which is fresh water twice.
Mm-hmm.
And the toilet is the biggest drain in the house. That's where water can go rushing away. So that symbol is that's where money leaves you. And by simply putting the toilet lid down when you're not using it, you don't see that drain. It just is functionally a chair until you raise the lid up.
So we're talking about a lot of energy flow that is obviously invisible to us.
Yeah, it's things that have to do with our consciousness. The I think of feng shui, the flow of energy in feng shui, as being twofold. Physical, where it's the flow of where how your body can walk through a room. If it's too crowded, that's uncomfortable. If it's absolutely too vacant, it feels like there's no place to sit and be, and it's not comfortable. So finding that happy medium is good for physical comfort. And then the mental symbology of what your eyes see and how you associate that, that's what I call attentive energy, where your attention goes to.
And suppose I have different colored roses in every room.
Roses are not a feng shui favorite because they have thorns. They have never bred a thorn-free rose. And it's the same reason that bougainvillea is not a feng shui favorite, because it has those killer thorns. So flowers that would be more appropriate would be like hibiscus, plumeria, things that have no thorns but still seem rather romantic.
And you mentioned in your book that you recommend silk flowers. Is that because they're not going to die?
Yeah. I'm not somebody who's going to go out every few days and buy new flowers. And I do like to arrange flowers, and I do like having fresh flowers, but I don't want the pressure of having to do that all the time. So especially in certain areas, and when you enter a room, the far right corner is called the relationship corner, and that's a real good place to put romantic silk flowers.
And what goes on the other side of the room?
That's the money corner. And what you put there is something that is expensive and looks nice, and you're pretty darn proud of it.
And what's the effect of that going to be? How does that harness energy doing that?
It's sort of like calling for like. You've put something in the money corner that cost a lot of money, and it is symbolically attracting more of that same energy.
Have you seen this these things play out in your life or the lives of people you know?
When I put pink silk lotus flowers in, and I was single, in the relationship corner of the apartment I was living in, and I took a long time arranging them. They looked really good. I stepped down off the chair that I was standing on arranging them and said, "Boy, your phone's going to ring." 2 seconds later, my phone rang with a date. 6 months later, I met the person who's now my husband.
Well, I can't argue with that, I guess.
Don't try.
there are a number of things that in your book that you recommend against, roses being one example because they have thorns. What are some other things to avoid?
Images of conflict. Like there's that famous picture of the warriors being pushed off the poly.
Yeah.
And that's just fine for a museum or a public space, but it would not be appropriate on display in a home. It's fine to have it in a book where you open it up and look at it and learn from it, but the artwork in the home should be unmistakably peaceful.
You know, I have a map at home of Napoleon's invasion of Russia. I'm guessing that's not such a hot idea.
That's correct. Images, maps of battlefields, Civil War battles and things like that, are not appropriate in a home for display.
Well, that explains a lot, Clear. Thanks. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for calling.
Clear Engelbert is the author of Feng Shui for Love or Money, and he'll offer 6 free Oahu Library lectures from Tuesday, April 18th to Saturday, April 22nd. And you can get details and locations on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.